Riss. Light. The senselessness of it. The paradoxic, the vague, untimed form. I was alone, but not. For I stood there confronted by myself. A twin, but no brother. A reflection, but with dimension. Behind him, no horizon, but a vast broiling sea of caustic light pierced at random by black pin stars. And closer, around me, a gale of flowing vapor, profane in color, billowing relentlessly into the nascent lack, seeking all directions. I was standing on a precipice of familiar stone, jagged and unanchored as though cleaved directly from the very floor of my laboratory. I wondered at the vapor's path, smoking outward more, leaving behind now the walls, the filigree gold, the rare cuts of marble from my home. I knew at once the vapor's source. I turned away, back toward the wall, the trapezoid I had yawed into it. Vapor erupted inward at the gap, but not just from there. For as I rolled my eyes back, I saw the same. A great steam of scintillation smoking out from my skull. Dumb in awe, I faced toward my chimerical twin. He spoke.